WFAN.
Jody Mac Kang with you on the fan. I still got 2+ hours to play, roll until 11 o'clock. A lot of time to get your calls in. We'll get back on the line, fear not. We want to take a couple minutes and talk a little NBA. We got action going tonight. In about a half an hour from now, they'll tip it off somewhere about 30, 35 minutes from now. Game 5 of the Raptors and the Bucks Eastern Conference Finals. Nice to have one competitive series because we sure as heck didn't get that out of the West. Here to talk about tonight's game, that series, all the NBA playoffs, maybe even a peek ahead to the upcoming offseason. He covers the NBA for The Ringer. My buddy, John Gonzalez, joins us here on The Fan. How are you, Gonzo?
Jody, great to talk to you.
My pleasure. How are things out there on the left coast?
Sunshine and palm trees, my friend.
That doesn't stink. And they're not going to get down your way to La La Land, but we know we're heading out to the Northern California for the Warriors when the NBA final treks out there. It's not going to start there, though. It's going to start on the East Coast. The Warriors had no better than the third best record in the NBA this year. Both teams in the East finished with a better record. Whoever comes out, they'll have home court advantage. Does that mean you'd pick someone other than the Warriors in an NBA final?
No. I would safely bet on the Warriors to win this one as well. It kind of reminds me, Jody, in terms of the seeding and the home court advantage of a couple of years ago when Kyrie and LeBron were still together in Cleveland, where down the stretch they sat, those two guys and Kevin Love, the Cavaliers did, and basically gifted the top seed to the Celtics because LeBron and the Cavs basically said, that doesn't matter. We're still the better team when we're healthy. And I think that's true of the Warriors as well. The Bucks had an incredible season. Don't take anything away from them. The Raptors did as well. But ultimately, it still goes through Golden State, even though it technically won't go through Golden State in 7.
You and I are both leaning toward Golden State because they've been so dominant, winning without Durant in Houston and just sweeping away the Blazers this last round. So we're both on the Warriors rolling bandwagon. How does this dynasty compare to the other great dynasty shoot in the history of the NBA?
Yeah, I just wrote about this. It's taken away some of the whatever mystery or intrigue you'd otherwise have going into a regular season or certainly the playoffs, thinking about, well, who might end up winning this? We already pretty much know. I mean, you mentioned them doing this without Kevin Durant after he went down in that Rockets series, and the Rockets thought, oh, great, you know, we're back in it. And the Warriors said, no, you're not. And then that was the end of the Rockets for this year. I think like having KD is a great luxury, and it's also a redundancy of talent and ability. Even without him, they don't have a peer. They're that good. And so, yeah, if you're talking about dynasties, put them up there with the Celtics and the Lakers of the 80s or the Bulls of the 90s or the Spurs of the early aughts or any of the LeBron teams. They're that good.
All right. I'm hearing, now these are just conspiracy theories from unnamed sources and or crazy basketball fans, that maybe it wasn't a calf, that it was actually Achilles with Durant, because they've already counted him out for the first game of the finals, which is still down the road. Usually a calf doesn't take 3 weeks. It'll be 3 weeks before he comes back, that either it's an Achilles. It's more than the Warriors are letting on, and maybe KD wants anybody to let on to, or that KD isn't working as hard as he should to get back here, because if he comes back and they start to lose, it won't look good for him with pending free agency coming up. How grassy knoll are you, Gonzo?
Oh, I love the grassy knoll. I love conspiracy NBA Twitter. It's always fun. I think many of those people reside, about 100 miles south of where you are in a city you and I both know very well, in Philadelphia. They love this. Do conspiracy NBA Twitter. The one that I liked quite a bit was The Onion made a joke about it and said KD was sort of like somebody who's short-timing their old job, just using up their sick days before they go to the new one. I don't think he has quite an Achilles, but maybe you're right. Maybe he doesn't have quite the motivation to get back out there and push his health when we all know that this thing is probably baked either way, that they're going to win the Warriors are going to win it, and then KD's probably going to leave.
Does the outcome of the NBA final, Warriors win, Warriors lose, affect KD's decision as whether he stays with the Warriors, tested free agency, goes back. What will the outcome of the NBA Finals do on his free agent status in your mind?
I don't think it changes it. I mean, we've heard quite a bit about him and his team. Like, they don't know where they're going, and they've been putting out this sort of misinformation, and there's been these counter reports about, okay, maybe it's not the Knicks, that the Clippers are in the mix. I think however you want to spin this, from the very beginning of the season, even actually through last season when I was at the finals in the Bay Area, people were already talking about, hey, this following season, the one that we're currently in now, is going to be KD's last. Like, that's how recently or how long ago that they were already talking about KD leaving. So I'd be shocked, to put it another way, if he stays. It just feels like he's gone.
We could shake out that way. We shall see. John Gonzalez, NBA columnist for The Ringer, our guest here on The Fan. Now, did you have a vote for NBA all teams, first team, second team, third team? And if so, did Klay Thompson reach out to you today to question as to why you didn't vote for him higher in his all-team status in the NBA?
Yeah, I did not have a vote. I did find some of those votes curious. The NBA should definitely give me a vote because, for sure, I thought Bradley Beal was an interesting one to leave off. You mentioned Klay. LeBron, I mean, it feels sort of like a legacy vote. It's tough to say that a guy who still might be the best player on the planet wasn't an all-NBA player. But this year, if you're talking about it as a meritocracy, there was a lot of other guys who were probably more worthy than of making it. Even putting him on the third team felt like it was kind of a bit of a jip for other people. So, yeah, there were some curious votes, but I thought on the whole it was okay.
Kevin Durant not making the first team?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could make a case for Kevin Durant. The problem there, I think, was the intermittent injuries. But yeah, like I thought that first team was fine. It was fine.
Yeah, I would add KD instead of Paul George. And Paul George had a great year. I get it. I understand. But Kevin Durant's Kevin Durant. He didn't have that big a drop-off. And what he's not doing here in the playoffs isn't supposed to be affected. And whether he gets a vote, that's a regular season status. Do you like the fact that the NBA media has a chance to affect salaries? As I mentioned, Klay Thompson didn't make an all-NBA team, so he's not eligible for a Supermax. It's going to cost him about potentially $30 million because he didn't get that vote. And it is the NBA media that decides that. Is that a good or bad thing in the NBA's collective bargaining agreement?
It's a dicey thing. It's a dodgy thing. I think if I did have a vote, it'd be hard not to think about those things. And then how would that possibly influence your vote? Are you looking at it? It should be, if we're talking about a meritocracy again, it really should be just who's the best players, right? But there is a massive monetary component here that I think maybe the general public isn't necessarily aware of, but that NBA writers very much are. And I've had conversations with other reporters where I know people who do have a vote have considered that, like, oh man, I could be taking away a lot of money from somebody. You mentioned Klay. I mentioned Brad Beal earlier. He's another person who was affected by this. There are far-reaching and significant financial implications to these votes, and I think ultimately it comes down to it is an imperfect system at best.
Right. They're doing a feature right now on TNT on Drake and his sideline antics in Toronto. You mentioned this right when the show started an hour and 15 minutes ago. Will TNT have a Drake cam? Will there be a camera specifically told to follow Drake tonight, find him in the arena, find out where he's sitting, and then follow him the entire game?
It will. I don't think it's going to be hard to find him. He gets on camera pretty easily, Jody.
This is Milwaukee, though. He doesn't have his usual seat that he has up there in the north. He's going to have contacts to be able to get a seat where he's front row. I don't know if it's going to be as easy as you say.
They're going to find him. I wonder, where are you on him? Because I think, like every city has somebody who might identify as a super fan. And, like, I don't begrudge Toronto having Drake. Good for them. They like him, and he loves them, obviously. But from my perspective from afar, not having, like, a dog in this hunt, I'm good. I'm good on Drake. I'm good on him rubbing Nick Nurse's shoulders in the game. I'm good on him jumping up and down and trying to reverse his own curse. I'm all set on Drake.
Yeah, they got Spike Lee here in New York, so Drake does his thing north of the border. The only thing about Drake that I have a question about is, How do I not know that this guy has more number one hits or more top 40 hits than anyone in the history of music? I saw that stat over the weekend. He has more top 40 hits than anyone ever in the history of the Billboard top 40 charts. And I know about six of his tunes. What the hell am I missing out on?
We're both aging out of this.
Yeah.
We're getting old. We got to get back on that. But yeah, he's very good.
Well, I know Jay-Z stuff. I just don't know any of Drake stuff. But again, it might be a New York thing. All right. Raptors, Bucks tonight. Back to Milwaukee. Home series so far. Bucks have won their two at home. Toronto won their two at home. Does Toronto have a chance to go into Milwaukee and maybe pull an upset and find their way to the final?
Yeah, chance, sure. I mean, I think this entire playoffs, and certainly in that last round against the Sixers, there were moments when I would start to count out the Raptors because it was all Kawhi all the time. And, you know, you got hit or miss moments from Kyle Lowry, and Danny Green would disappear, and Pascal Siakam was good and then not good. And Marcus Gasol didn't want to shoot, but he was, you know, playing relatively good defense. And I just wasn't sure about them, but they just keep plugging along. So I give them a shot. Yes. I still think it's the Bucks series though. They feel like they've been the better and more complete team, even though they lost those two games in Toronto. The home court advantage, I think, does do something in this specific instance where it might not in the finals. And ultimately, I think the Bucks get through.
Fair enough. And if it is Milwaukee against Golden State, how interesting will Giannis against Draymond Green be?
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, that's a popcorn appointment viewing. You got to set the DVR and watch it again afterwards. Just to see them battle physically would be wonderful. And then to see them jawing at each other, you know, that Draymond will have something to say. And earlier in the season, we saw Giannis get into it with Mario Hezonja. And he's been a little bit more chippy this season than he was when he was a young guy. I would really look forward to that.
Yes, I think Draymond is one of the few guys in the league who could actually make Giannis work. I don't think there's anybody who can completely stop Giannis, but I think he could make Giannis work for his stuff. Gonzo, a pleasure, my friend. Good to catch up. We will talk down the road when free agency rolls around. We'll get you back on and we'll talk about it plenty more then. Thanks, bud.
Jody, my pleasure.
John Gonzalez, NBA writer for The Ringer, here with us on The Fan.